From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. South Korea says it is carefully watching the developments between the United States and North Korea after 24 hours of uncertainty as President Trump first canceled, then mused about the reinstatement of a historic summit on June 12th in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. President Trump said there needs to be a solid agreement regarding North's nuclear program, which would benefit all parties.
All of the Korean people, North and South, deserve to be able to live together in harmony, prosperity, and peace. That bright and beautiful future can only happen when the threat of nuclear weapons is removed.
Mr. Trump has emphasized sanctions, while the maximum pressure campaign will continue to be applied on North Korea, while expressing hope Pyongyang's leadership would decide to join the community of nations. The Trump administration has told lawmakers it has reached a deal that would keep the Chinese telecom firm ZTE alive, possibly clearing the way for the United States to make progress in its high-stakes trade talks with China next month. Under the agreement, ZTE would oust its management team, hire American compliance officers to be placed at the firm and then pay a fine. The fine would come on top of roughly $1 billion ZTE has already paid for selling equipment to North Korea and Iran in violation of U.S. sanctions. In return, the U.S. Commerce Department would lift a 7-year ban on ZTE's purchase of components from U.S. companies. U.S. efforts to combat terrorists based in Africa are now running into problems, such as the constantly shifting alliances and aims of the terrorist fighters themselves. Officials say a new type of terror operative is out there. This is VOA News. In an exclusive interview with VOA's Persian service, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Iran should stay out of Middle Eastern nations' affairs such as Syria and Yemen.
These 12 things that I listed are all pretty straightforward. I'm not asking a lot from the Iranian leadership. Just behave like normal leaders. Don't loot your people. Don't waste your people's money on these adventures in Syria and in Yemen and in Lebanon and in Iraq.
U.S.-Iranian relations have been tense since President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, which European allies advised against. Mr. Trump says it was a bad deal. Ireland appears to have moved away from its conservative Roman Catholic roots and embraced a more liberal viewpoint, as two major exit polls predict voters have repealed a constitutional ban on abortion. Diarmaid Feirter is an Irish historian at University College in Dublin. He tells VOA the debate over abortion is longstanding.
The amendment has caused endless debate and trouble because of the wording of the amendment giving equal right to the life of the mother and the unborn. That, in practice, has been very problematic. And we've been debating this issue now for a number of decades.
Observers say Ireland's referendum represented a battle for the soul of a traditionally conservative nation that has seen a wave of liberalization in recent years. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos says that his country will formally become NATO's first Latin American global partner beginning next week. Santos, the 2016 Nobel Peace Prize laureate who made peace with FARC rebels, and said the move would improve Colombia's image on the world stage. Colombia and NATO reached a partnership deal in May 2017 following the conclusion of the peace accord with FARC, now a political party. The Netherlands and Australia have spoken out about what they refer to as Russian involvement in the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 4 years ago over eastern Ukraine, killing all 298 people aboard. Julie Bishop is Australia's foreign minister.
Australia and the Netherlands have now informed the Russian Federation that we hold it responsible under international law for its role in the bringing down of MH17.
International investigators had announced earlier that the missile system that brought down the Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur flight came from a Russia-based military unit. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has dismissed that investigation as deeply flawed, and Russians have denied being involved in this at all. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.